Hey, we're joined now by Jeb Williams. He is the boss when it comes to North Dakota Game and Fish, and I always love having him on. He just gives you the straight truth. Jeb, good to have you on this Memorial Day.
Appreciate the invite, as always, Joel.
So, long, tough winter. I know that your job is to be out there looking for that balance, and of course, you know, without wildlife, a lot of us don't like this state. So, you know, the wildlife make it for me. How bad was the winter in terms of winter kill?
Well, from a fish and wildlife resource perspective, we're still in the diagnostic type stage, I guess, as far as diagnosing, you know, how bad in some areas, and especially when it comes to our fisheries. But like you mentioned, Joel, we had 6 months of legitimate winter this year, and that never is a good recipe for either our fish or wildlife resources. And so it's, you know, with our Prairie Lake situation, we have a lot of good productive lakes, but one of the things we're challenged with in some of those areas is depth. And so that plays a role and plays a part when those water bodies are covered with a lot of ice and a lot of snow for a six month period. So really affects that, you know, that dissolved oxygen situation, which of course is critical to fish survival. So there are some lakes that are going to be experiencing either partial or full winter kill.
Yeah. And that, I don't think that should surprise too many people. I have to tell you, I'm on the road a lot, as you know, and, you know, I'm seeing some birds out there. I'm seeing some pheasants out there, which is good to see because I was afraid of how they fared through the winter.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting observation, Joel, that we've been hearing from others as well, and also our field staff, as they are doing, you know, the pheasant crow counts right now, actually, to look to see how that population got through the winter. And there are some surprising numbers that we're seeing and that we're happy about. And so that is an observation that we're hearing from other folks like yourself. And again, I think that is a good thing and something that is a little bit of a surprise to a lot of folks, but we'll take that.
I recently got called by a gentleman out in the Cogswell and Oaks area, and it's going to seem kind of like a paradox here, but hang with me on this, that they had all the deer bunched up, like both you and I know can happen during the winter. And, you know, they did some feeding, that type of thing, to try to keep the herd strong. And, you know, what ended up happening was no shock to you or me or others. They lost some deer during the winter. They felt that the permits should be backed down, that there shouldn't be as many deer permits issued this year in some of these zones. And I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, from across the state, Joel, it was close to a 20% decline in the number of deer licenses that we issued. So, you know, we did that, and you know, and again, some areas, you know, more than others, but you know, we did have an opportunity to fly the entire state this year. In some areas, we even flew twice, as far as a comparison, you know, when we're able to fly in, say, the early part of February or January, and then we also flew again in March to kind of see how those deer numbers were faring and to give us, you know, just as good as quality of data as we could possibly capture. And so, you know, some of those areas experienced a little more of a significant loss than other areas, but you know, that's the beauty of our proclamation that we set annually, is that it gives us the opportunity to adjust if we didn't get it quite right, you know. And I'm never going to say we do get it exactly right, Joel. It's, as you well know, you know, wildlife management isn't an exact science, but you know, we have the ability to be flexible year in and year out to make those adjustments, and that's what we always strive to do where we need to do that.
Yeah, you got a tough job. You really do, and you do it well, and your team does it well. I promised you I'd keep this short. So Jeb, one more question I got. You know, Memorial Day, it's a big holiday for everyone, getting out there and enjoying the summer here in North Dakota as it kicks in. What do you suggest people do? What do they need to get out and make sure they take part in the great outdoors?
right now we have a record number of managed water bodies, Joel, for fishing, and just some great opportunities out there. And we know that boating recreation is a high priority on a lot of folks' list, but we also want to make sure that safety is as well. And, you know, life jackets play a big part in that. Doug Lear, the great communicator, just had a wonderful article on that very subject, and just talks about some really good things as far as the, you know, how technology has changed, the comfort level has changed with life jackets. And so there just really isn't a lot of reason to have a life jacket on nowadays, or to make sure that you at least at the minimum, obviously abiding by state law, having enough life jackets on the boat, making sure kids that are 10 and under have them as well. So, I mean, it's just a real key to be having that safe recreational experience out there when we know that boating recreation is a real high priority for a lot of folks.
One thing else that's really noticeable, Jeb, about what you and your team are doing is getting that next generation out there. I saw that this year already, the number of little kids in the boats, the number of kids going through hunter safety. I mean, there was a time, I think, when we were all worried about the next generation of sportsmen, and that seems to be, for lack of a better way of putting it, fixing itself a little bit.
Well, we hope so, and it's just an issue that we can really never take our foot off the gas on. It's always something that we need to be promoting and talking about, that quality of life component. And as you and I know, Joel, there's lots of other things kids can be doing out there nowadays rather than hunting, fishing, and trapping, and they're not all real productive. And so if we can get kids hooked in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and trapping, that's something that can add to a lot of productivity to their life, not only now, but in the future, and a very healthy lifestyle as it is.
You bet. Jeb, always good to talk to you. Really appreciate you giving us your time.
Take care, Joel.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Happy Memorial Day.